Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Trying to get everybody in the mood at 4:15. Make the smart call, Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. PM team, Black and Gold game night. Fan game day begins in 45 minutes. An hour and 45 minutes away from Donnie Football, Mark Cabali and Jeff Hathorn live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Would encourage people who are going to the game to park there, party there before and after the game. Easy way to get in and out of the Acrisure Stadium chaos post-game, the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. All right, let's talk to a Steelers Super Bowl champ, one of the best analysts on the Steelers, on social media, on YouTube, on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'm, of course, talking about former Steeler Trey Essex. Trey, did you like the Here We Go song when you would gear up for Steelers playoff runs back in your playing days?
I mean, I didn't dislike it. I mean, the actual song in itself and what it represents, obviously you get hyped whenever you hear it, but it can get a little played out if you play it 100 times in a row.
Well, we were over it last year when he made it and the team had lost four in a row going into the Ravens game, and I was very down on it, but it's given me life again. I like this new spin on it with Rodgers and Metcalf and whatnot.
I love it. They always got to edit it. It feels different this
year. Did you ever make it in? Do they ever mention Essex blocking?
Look, they don't care about the utility lineman, man. They don't care that I played all these positions for the O-line. And, you know, they didn't care about the O-line. They don't even talk about Alan Fanica's and whatnot.
I was going to say, Pouncey maybe might have gotten in there one
Pouncey
year.
Pouncey definitely probably got some shine.
Fanica, I absolutely remember it. Yeah, I mean, that's my pick for the best guard in NFL history. So,
Trey, before we brought you on, the question we were talking to our listeners about was this. If you had to bet on anybody to play a great game tonight, the Steeler you are most convinced brings it and plays a kick-ass game, who would it be and why?
I think it's Alex Highsmith, man. I feel like he's just been on this tear lately. People still don't look at him as the game record that he has been. If we get what we got from Cam last week, obviously I think he's still going to bring that same type of energy to the game. The game that Cam had last week, I think he can repeat it, but he played such a ridiculously outstanding game last week. It's kind of tough to ask for it 2 weeks in a row at 36 years old, but I wouldn't doubt if he did. And I think Alex Highsmith does pick up some of the slack. I think in order for us to win and have the impact that we want to have in this game, him and TJ Watt have to be dominant. They got to be the best duo coming off the edge this game, and not Hunter and Will Anderson. Those two got to show up, and I think Highsmith will do that.
Trey, speaking of best duo, I say it should be best trio. I said Nick Herbig was the guy I thought would have a big game so long as they put him out there enough. Like, what do you say about a wrinkle like just putting your three best edge rushers on the field at the same time and trying to show the Texans something you haven't done a ton this year?
I like what they did last week by bringing him up the middle, having him being one-on-one with the running back trying to block him. I thought that was a nice little wrinkle. But, I mean, he only got, 13, 15 snaps last week? you definitely got to bring him in. It is a unique package when all three of those guys are out there. He brings something different that nobody else on the defense does. And so, yes, I think he definitely has to impact the game in some way, like he did versus Baltimore. He's that capable, and he's been kind of banged up lately, so I hope he's healthy. But it definitely has to be some version of those three getting after C.J. Stroud and making him uncomfortable, and I think that's how we win this game.
Trey, last week against Baltimore, they got both running backs involved, but it felt like they did it with the passing game being an extension of the run game, and they ran it well, and they've run it well for a while, but they're not running it a lot. Do you think they should run it more in this game to win, or can they keep what they're doing and have that find success against this great defense?
Oh, we don't win the game without, I call them the law offices of Gainwell and Warren, or Warren and Gainwell, because those guys have to touch the ball. And I went back and did the numbers. During the winning streak, they had 30-plus touches. They need to touch the ball 30 times between the two of them. That's how this offense opens up. That's how DK
Does it matter how they get the it? Does it matter how they get the 30 touches, run versus yes. pass split? Yes.
You definitely have to give Warren. We got to pound the inside of that offensive line. We got to run at Will Anderson. He makes so many big plays and tackles for loss, catching guys off the backside. And you, in order to eliminate or at least limit some of the effect that a great pass rusher and a disruptor like Will Anderson does, you got to run right at him. That's what they do with TJ sometimes. That's what we do with Myles Garrett. To eliminate and to the impact that a defensive end like Will Anderson does, you got to run at him and you got to pound it inside that line. I expect a lot of inside zone. Obviously, you got to get Gainwell involved in the run in the pass game because that's a big part of it. He's our leading receiver as far as catches is concerned. But the way that Jaylen Warren ran that ball in the second half versus Baltimore, I don't think we get into the positions. And I don't think some of the passes open up later on in the game for A-Rod mm-hmm. versus Baltimore without doing what we did in the run game in the second half. We got to pound it inside that ball. We got to do it consistently.
Trey, what much has been made of the fact that this Texans defense overall, every level, they don't really try to fool you or confuse you. They're just out there playing 1,000 miles an hour. It's pretty much what you see is what you get. There's not like a ton of wrinkles. As an offensive lineman, would you rather see a team that you know is just going to bring their four, their two guys off the edge and you try to stop it? Or would you rather see a team that might have to make it exotic, but hey, if you can pick up the stunts and pick up all that stuff, you're going to stonewall them?
I would rather play against a defense that's going to line up and run what they run against us. It makes our job easier, takes one less mental stressor off the board. And these guys, our O-line has been fantastic. One thing that they've been doing, you don't see pre-snap penalties. You're not seeing mental errors up front. And with a team that's as straightforward as Houston is, that's probably going to be the case for this game too. And so it makes their job a lot easier because look at this. This is Troy Fontanu's first playoff game. This is Dylan Cook's first playoff game. Zach and Mason got a chance, got their feet wet a little bit last year, but this is a young O-line in a high-stakes situation. And to take that extra piece off where you don't have to worry about a whole bunch of safety adjustments and righty and lefty calls and hot calls, it makes their job a little bit easier.
Am I right just in hearing you talk? I get the sense you might.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Think the Steelers' offensive line has a better chance of blocking their edge guys than the Texans' offensive line has of blocking our edge guys. Is that
Absolutely.
Fair? Yes.
Absolutely. And a large part of that is because the way our offensive line has played. I have confidence in them going up against anybody. I am really going to be looking at this Troy and Will matchup because I know he's hyped. The way Troy Fontano has been playing, guys, I'm telling you, we got an all-pro right tackle.
How about Cook and against Hunter?
I think Cook is going to need a little bit more help. Danielle Hunter is more of a power rusher. I like the patience that Dylan Cook has showed. But he's gotten some help, and I think having Isaac in his hip pocket is going to be a big win for him as well. Not as concerned with that, but I think they have confidence that Troy is going to be able to block Will Anderson one-on-one. I'm hoping that Arthur Smith doesn't get so overly concerned like he did against the Cleveland Browns, where he devotes all these resources and not have the faith in his tackles to get the job done. I don't want to see Jonnu Smith in there chipping and blocking all day. I don't want to see Fryermuth. I want to see them out in routes. And I think our O-line and the way they've been playing has deserved that confidence to block these guys up front.
Trey, how do they get a steady passing game going with those corners as good as they are? Stingley and Lassiter, Petrie is the slot corner. Like, how can you get a consistent passing game generated?
It's going to start with the run game. We got to be able to win in the run game in order to open up our play action. Like man-to-man, just straight up running against them, we're not going to get a lot of separation. We don't have the receivers or the personnel for that. And so it's going to come via moving the pocket. It's going to come via play action pass. And DK is just going to have to make some contested catches. That's the only way this passing game gets off the ground. We got to hit them down the middle with Fryermuth, which doesn't seem to be happening unless it's a two-minute drill or in the second half. But if we do that, we do it early, it's going to open up so many other things for this offense. But it starts first with establishing the run game and getting something out of a play action.
Trey, it sounds like you think the Steelers are going to end this playoff win drought tonight, huh?
I do. I woke up this morning with way more confidence going into this game than I did last week. Granted, I thought we would pull it out.
Yep.
That was the most stressful I've ever been watching a game from this side of Steeler Nation, as opposed to when I was playing, completely stressed out. You saw how everybody reacted on social media. It was an amazing, amazing game, an amazing day. But I was nervous. This day, I woke up, I'm confident. I think with this home field advantage, with the way I think Steeler Nation has been the most in tune that they've been in a very long time, we will have a true home field advantage, not only from a crowd standpoint, but from a temperature standpoint. CJ Stroud isn't good in cold weather. And from a field standpoint, they are an indoor team. I don't think that Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are going to be able to get the same type of jump off the ball because of the field conditions at Acrisure. And so I think we truly, truly, truly have a real home field advantage. And I'm excited to see what the boys do tonight.
Trey Essex, ladies and gentlemen, loves the Steelers to end the drought and head to New England and maybe end a curse there next week against the Patriots. Thank you, Trey. Enjoy the game,
no
man.
No problem, Trevor.
There you go.
Have a good one.
I'm glad Trey said, like, basically he commented on the playing surface. I don't think it's the cold weather. I think it might be the fact that the field tends to turn into crap very quickly.
I was embarrassed to tell him about Little Ed. Do you think that was good that
no,
I didn't?
No, you should have told him. He's a thinking man. He went to Northwestern.
Yeah, and he would have been embarrassed that I have a good luck charm
toy. That, you're saying that because he went to such an academically reputable school, he said superstitions
are silly. He's a man of reason.
Silly. Right. Do you think Sidney Crosby's a smart guy? A reasonable guy?
Yes.
One of the most superstitious people alive.
Charlie, what do you think of the little toy that I have in my pocket to bring the Steelers good luck?
I mean, whatever you think is best for you in bringing good luck to your team.
Do you believe in superstitions, that they matter?
100%.
Is that because you're mainly a hockey fan and hockey players are easily the most superstitious athletes on earth?
I don't know. I just think my brain is wired a little bit differently.
Do you feel like you're wired to believe
that
all of the worst and bad things will happen to your teams because you root for them and that's what your fate is as a sports fan?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
What person doesn't feel that way? Like if you were an
Patriots fans?
If you were an Alabama fan under Saban, did you really go into every game thinking this is going to be a cakewalk?
Probably.
I wore different shoes to a bar once and the Devils won 5-1. Next night I went out to a bar, same thing. They got killed. I stopped that real quick.
I watch every like game that my team plays, assuming the absolute worst is going to happen to them every single time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.